When
the home of the wild in the great state of hockey, welcome to the Soda Pod. Isha Dromi here alongside the state of hockey, and thank you for joining us wherever and whenever you are listening. How's it going, man?
Man, it's going. Finally on the downswing here where my liver can take a little bit of a break.
Shout out Liquid IV, by the way, for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that for sure.
I honestly don't know what I would do without it.
Shit works. Shit works. But yeah, I've already said it many times. I'm on like a 2 week hiatus from booze, period. Just because I know my body needs it.
Dude, I know. I'm getting too old for this. Getting too old for just taking 2 weeks off and drinking every day. I felt like in the summers after college, you know, it extended to 3 weeks. It was nothing. The brew tour, as amazing as it was, I'm tuckered out.
Yeah, it takes something out of you, but absolutely worth it, especially when you consider all the people we were able to meet. I know that's a big piece of it for you too, especially, I mean, it's so much more abstract for you when you're that far away.
Yeah.
But even for me, some of these guys I've only met virtually. I've only like exchanged emails, whatever. So being able to actually go in, shake hands, drink with these people, even bank some additional content that I know I'll be rolling out here in the coming weeks. Like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, man. That's the reason we do this. And, you know, that was the reason for the trip. So, no, it's been a lot of fun. Before we get into, week two of visiting some of these breweries here. And again, we've done some extra content, which we'll roll out on our YouTube channel and some extra podcasts. But we got to give a shout out to our friends at 7th Avenue Pizza. I mean, I had that for lunch my last day in Minnesota. It was unbelievable. And we encourage all you to go and try the meat sauce pizza because it wails. Follow them at 7th Avenue Pizza to stay current on where you can grab yours. Get you some 7th Ave today. I mean, I see it popping up everywhere. And I mean, follow them again on social media because they'll let you know first and foremost where you can find them. And like, they're in gas stations now. They're in almost all grocery stores. It's unreal.
Yep. And again, 2 week hiatus from booze. Coming back strong in 2 weeks on my birthday. And you know the first drink I'm going to have when I wake up is a Bloody Mary with Northland vodka mixed in. Definitely going to get some kind of dill pickle type Bloody mix, which I know speaks to Isha now way more than I ever knew. But everyone, again, go out, support Northland vodka, support local hockey in the process, and follow them at Northland vodka. Then transitioning here into what we're here to talk about, Isha, kicking it off with our first stop of week two. Got to give all the love in the world to the good people at Waggle. Travis hooked the boys up so well, way more than we expected. And Matt, just what a great guy. So we met up with him, Isha. We went to High Pines Brewing, joined with Tipsy Steer. People might be familiar if they've been out to Original Malt Madness winner Invictus, but went out there to Roseville, close to his office, close to home. And man, talk about meeting Travis.
Like, such a beauty. We did a podcast hit with him a few months back.
We technically did two. Lost episodes.
Yeah. We don't have too many lost episodes on the Soda Pod, but that was one of them.
They're always good ones, though.
I know. That's the way of the road. But no, it was great meeting Justin. Just such a nice guy. Travis, sorry. Jesus Christ.
Nicely done. All right. Isha gets no more goodies.
Yeah. It was so nice to meet Travis. Such a nice guy. Right away, just started talking hockey, too, because very much a hockey guy as well. So that's always just like an extra bonus for us. Like, we'll talk beer. We'll shoot the breeze. I mean, we're conversationalists. We just love meeting people and just chatting.
Dude, we were there for a couple hours.
But that's the thing. With him, it was not only did we talk about, oh, this is, you know, what we do. We talked network. You talked your work. He talked about, you know, Waggle a little bit more, you know, pulled away the curtain on some things that they got coming up and stuff like that. In addition to just talking hockey at all level, junior hockey, college hockey, you know, the Wild, the NHL season, you know, the whole nine yards. I mean, the food was excellent there as well. Was really happy that he chose that spot. It was a great dinner. I mean, the guy didn't even let us, you know, pay for dinner.
No.
So it was
he
just
covered the food. He covered the booze. Again, anyone who has not yet seen what they have on their website, go check it out. Getyourwagalon.com. I kid you not, like, you will not see anything like this from any other apparel company. No,
it's amazing.
And the beauty is, like, we were talking to Travis. It was kind of funny, like, out of his last eight things that they've dropped, because they've been pumping stuff out here for spring, getting ready for golf to pick up. And we're just talking about, like, oh yeah, how did the ones do that you thought were going to be good? Like what is it like? He's like, to be honest, like, I think it was like the sixth or seventh on his list out of the eight ended up being like the top two sellers. He's like, there's no rhyme or reason. Like, especially, oh dude, the Buffalo polo is so fucking cool. And he's like, yeah, we got lucky. Like, it caught on with the Buffalo crowd. Like, obviously there was intent there, right? Yeah. Like that
similar
that
colors
accidentally
yeah.
happen, but like little things like that. And then having the Cincinnati stuff blow up with the goat hat, right? Like, it's just insane. And you can look at the website and probably sit down with a group of like three of your buddies, and you're all going to have very different opinions on the ones you love, the ones you hate. End of the day, magnificent product. So comfortable. I'm sitting right now in my Blue Shark camo hoodie. Oh, baby.
The material is so comfortable. It's like so well produced. And what's cool about the designs as well is I think you painted the picture there perfectly. You can sit there with the boys, hell, with the girls, and yeah. pick out a bunch. And
they actually just dropped some of their newest ladies' polos.
And again, the designs, they're diverse. You may like different designs, but they're all Waggle. They all got that Waggle vibe. Like, you'll see it and know, oh my God, that is Waggle. And that's what I love about the brand. And I just think for being a new company, they're killing it. They're killing it. The local support's been awesome. Hell, the support from some of the hockey community has been awesome too. I know Koliakovo reps that brand hard.
Bucci
as well.
And now Soda Pod and 10K Takes.
So there you go. There you go again. You know, rolled out the red carpet for us. And I asked for a shirt and a hat, and I got spoiled with a little, put it this way, I got spoiled with so much that I can't even bring it all home. I got to send it. I got to get Hoppy to do one more favor for me and yeah, send right. the package home to me just so I don't ruin those hats. But unbelievable. And the last thing I'll say is since we met up, since we got the gear, I shit you not, every time I log on to YouTube, one of the YouTube ads, it's not a video, but it's like one of the pop-up ones.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Joe Burrow goat hat. Oh, every baby. Time, dude, like I'm talking like 7 days in a row, it's been that when I've gone on YouTube. So hey, your ads are working. Your ads are working. Let's get more people talking about Waggle, get more eyes on it, and getyourwaggleon.com. I'll smuggle that shit into Canada for anyone who needs it, and I'll help fight that that little hurdle that's keeping them from coming into Canada right now.
Man, yeah, that's some bullshit. But also the beer. Very much Isha-esque beers there. Like, they were a lot more of the West Coast piney yep. type IPAs. Like, again, admittedly not my thing, but
solid
quality, solid stuff.
Solid West Coast IPA. They had a stout that was pretty good too. I would say this, the food was excellent. The beer was good. You know, nothing out of this world. And again, we've been spoiled yep. going to some of the best breweries in Minnesota, but good vibe, good beer to complement some great food. And hey, good people that we got to hang out with, so can't complain at all.
Yep. So then next following night was the Minnesota Wild game, Isha's first live attendance at XL Energy Center. If you didn't listen to the podcast that dropped on Monday, go back and listen. He outlines all of the fun and just apparently it's the best rink he's been to based on his feedback.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Yeah, I ran down everything I could remember, and then bits and pieces of the after party. I just thought of the cheese curds again. I really am going to have to take 2 years off. Like, I think that was what that's what outdid me. It's just so funny that you said I was insisting on buying those. I don't even remember.
Yeah, you were all
I don't even remember that.
Yep.
It was a fun day and night. We'll just say that. Shout out to the 10K boys again that came out and we got to hang out with them after the game. That was awesome.
For sure. And so then we ended up the next day having to go back out. Speaking of lost episodes, incredible recording that unfortunately none of you will ever get to hear was the first day Isha arrived. We got pretty lit up and recorded some stuff with our boy Josh Letty over at Back Channel. Obviously, since we lost it, he was very much a priority. Anyone that listens knows that he's one of our closest buddies on here, especially from the beer perspective. So went back out there, re-recorded something else. Still good. Everyone will want to listen when it comes out. But admittedly, I don't know if we'll ever be able to replicate what happened that...
It was like 2 hours of us just sitting there talking. Everything under the sun, hockey and beer related. It was
something.
The best was your brother, who's like, I don't want to be part of this. And then every time like something that he didn't agree with, he'd pop in.
Chime in a little bit.
Like, Joe, grab a fucking mic.
Grab a mic, dude. Fuck off. So went back out, did that. He showed us the offsite facility too. Excited for them to soon be distributing. Again, everyone, as soon as you see that on liquor store shelves, you have to give it a try. Let us know what you think about it too. I'm curious because they are very specific styles that they absolutely crush. If it's not your style, hey, give it a try and see if maybe it's something you could grow into. And if not, no harm done, right? I get it. Everyone's got their own preferences. But
the tap room, hey, if you're even not a huge fan of the beer, they got their food truck game apparently in the summer and the spring is second to none. So if you want good food, you want good vibes, that place is one of the coolest breweries that we visited. And we're good. Like I said, I got a ton of B-roll footage and just some cool video projects that include Back Channel that we'll be releasing on our YouTube channel. And then again, some extra podcast stuff as well. Yep. But you'll be able to see everything in there and you'll kind of get my drift when I say like, you don't need to go there for the beer to have a good time because the community vibe, some of like the games they got going on there in the summer, the food truck, just being right there on the lake. I mean, they got some kombucha, yerba mate, and I'm sure some good coffee on tap too. So there's a little something for everybody. And that was what was cool about when we went there on the first night. We went there right before they were closing. So we actually just got to see, you know, it at its busiest and it died down and just smiles all around. Even the people we didn't really talk to, those looking at our Asian bistro, you know, I wanted to be friends with that guy. I mean, he seemed like such cool people again.
And that said, anyone that knows they're going to go out to Back Channel, tag me in a post, shoot me a quick DM. I will tell you all the tricks and secrets to ordering over at Asian Bistro. It is, Isha said it's good, pretty good Chinese food, like no complaints. I'll tell you, like, it's my happy place. It's my favorite place in the world.
I'm definitely going back. I'll say that.
So let me know. I will tell you how to navigate the menu. I'll give you best recommendations, but couldn't recommend it higher.
Hey, SodaPod listeners. Just want to give a quick word from our friends at DraftKings. They want to remind you that you can feel the action on the ice like never before with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. Right now, new customers can bet just $1 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state or province, you can still hit the ice for cold, hard cash. New customers can make their first deposit and play for free for thousands of dollars with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Hockey Contest. Draft your lineup of 8 skaters and a goalie and rack up points for goals, assists, saves, and more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now or Daily Fantasy and use promo code THPN. Bet just $1 on any NHL team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. That's code THPN. At DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. 21 or older, restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
The one thing I will say about Back Channel, if you're going to get a flight, don't go for the 3 highest percented beers off the top.
That was rookie mistake. Even needs to be said, though, Isha. That was just you being an idiot.
Rookie mistake.
But, yeah. be a little more thoughtful in the beers you choose.
Be diverse.
But so again, great time at Back Channel. And Isha was struggling a little bit from the prior night festivities. So we went straight from there to Culver's. Mm. We already touched on that. Great burger, great way to deal with a hangover. Now we go out to our other great friends, Lupulin.
Oh, what an amazing rest of the day. Like, from the people to just their fucking facility is, it's a temple for fucking a craft brewer, I'm sure. Like, from just the tap room itself, which is quaint and nice, cool, again, community vibe, like most of these, you know, cool tap rooms have, but from just from the LED lights of like their brand, from how many taps do they have there? Close to 40?
I would get I'll ballpark it at 30.
Okay.
Probably a little less, somewhere in the 20s. I don't know, but man, either way.
So many. And the fact that you can literally get people to try everything. You're there.
Oh, because that's right, Isha. They said that their Sioux Falls tap room has like 40.
Yeah, that's what I was getting mixed up with. So, I mean, between the two, taps on taps on taps on taps. So,
which we got to touch on, Isha. They were just bullshitting, talking about whatever. And all of a sudden, we decide we're going to get into Sioux City, Iowa, where some guy decided to make a full wall mural of the Fashion Mullet can label. Anyone that hasn't seen it, like, please just Google it. It's incredible. And actually the picture we posted with Dino is actually their light up sign for that can label. But this mural was incredible. Like, they had to have used a projector or something to trace, 'cause it was unreal. But then we find out the guy that made it, I mean, Isha, you can take this because you were just giddy.
He is literally the Fashion Mullet. He's just this hick looking guy, plaid shirt with no sleeves, shaved.
Some of the pictures, no shirt.
Yeah, some of the pictures, no shirt. I mean, the sides of his head are shaved, but he's got the mullet. You know, he's got the party in the back. And I believe he tagged, an advertising firm or something like that, right?
No, it was on an advertising
firm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it was on an advertising firm. And what they contacted Lupulin going, did one of your people like do this? And they're like, no. And they're like, well, we're not mad about it, it's just like kind of random. And they found out the artist who did it was just, again, just some random ass hick ass artist down there who does a few other graffiti things. And we creeped his Instagram, and I mean, no hard feelings between, again, the firm and Lupulin. If anything, they had someone go down and actually bring them some beers, and they had a good laugh about it. But just one of the many stories and anecdotes that were shared, because I mean, we had some intention of maybe doing some content with them. To be honest, once the tour started, I kind of was just like, and we didn't have to verbally agree. We're just like, we're here to hang out. You know, we copied and kind of looked at each other. We're like, yeah, we're just here to hang out. Didn't even bring my camera on the tour, which we'll have to do like an official tour that we document eventually, because place we'll is amazing.
They'll let us go up there whenever we want.
But from everything they do, from just the barrel rooms that they showed us, I mean, they have two barrel rooms, I guess. They have one spot where they do stack a ton of barrels, and an actual, like, you know, temperature controlled barrel room with some of the coolest gear and gadgets I've ever seen for barrel aged beers. And, you know, admittedly new into barrel aged stuff, Hoppy's getting me into it, which, well, again, and Lupulin did a good job of it too, so excited to dabble in that more. But just not even that, from like their sour game, from just, they have a whole separate room for just different types of beers and different gear that they use for that. It was just so cool that everything they do is right. I mean, even their lab, Justin was showing us that, you know, he ran that thing for his first year there in a separate room. You know, everything is just done by the book or better, and they have so much fun doing it, which is what I've picked up on first and foremost, was that, you know, some of the people here, you know, they are related, father and son, you know, team going on there. But for the most part, everyone's just a family. Like, at the end of the tour, we were just shooting the breeze, hanging out, which we like sat there and just sipped on beers for like a few hours after the tour and everything. I loved how just different staff on their breaks would just roll through, come in, have a few sips of whatever we were trying or something off on tap, and would just shoot the breeze with us, just kind of join in the conversation, add a little bit more to it, get up and, you know, go back to work, whatever. And yeah, it was awesome, man. That was one of the best highlights of the trip, just because there was no pressure for like content or anything. Not that there really ever is, because we love doing it, but it was just one of those days where just we got to just put our feet back, relax, and just hang out with, again, some amazing people and try some awesome beers. The barrel aged sour, again, not a sour guy, not necessarily a barrel aged guy. That was really interesting. I've never had anything like that before.
That they're definitely pioneers with some of that too. Like, Justin will say all the time, because that's kind of his baby. Yep. Scribbled lines and all those things. Like, it's a bummer that they put so much into it, because it takes so much to get it perfect and to do it right. And it just hasn't caught on in the market yet. Like, they're trying to be ahead of it so that when it catches, boom.
People are going to them.
They're the ones running it.
Yeah.
But they put a lot into doing experimental beers, trying different things, pushing the limits. And, I mean, again, when you have that many taps, you're afforded the opportunity to do that. And it's awesome. Like, I love having variety, having options. Like, don't get me wrong, I have my mainstays at several places, but I like going somewhere and just being able to try new shit every time.
Yeah. And how about Aaron going on his run?
Dude, Aaron's a fucking unit. First off, biggest thanks to Justin, who's been our guy throughout all of this. Like, he's just, they don't build him like Justin.
Dude, like, I did, like, the amount of hugs that him and I shared, I was like, you know, fuck COVID and all this bullshit. Correct. Like, hugged upon greeting, hugged halfway through the tour, mm-hmm. hugged like four times before we left. I was like, man, like, you're awesome. We're going to be good friends when I come out here.
Yep. And then Aaron hooking us up the entire time. Dude. It was just revolving door, bringing us different beers to try. Like, all right,
but
let's
like,
do this.
The cream of the crop, like, brings out the bottle, you know. Oh, my God. Just some amazing things.
Well, and after slugging some of these down with us, he's like, okay, I'm just gonna go casually do my like 3 or 4 mile run
that I do every day. Yeah, like, what?
Oh man, what a unit. And then Tracy, who's been awesome. Oh, yeah. She set all this up, got the wheels in motion, and I mean, we're already talking about ways we're gonna collaborate here this summer. Again, cannot advocate for them enough. Anyone, whether it's going out to their tap room for the first time, which, hey, it's a little bit of a trek, I get it, but if you're on your way up to the lakes up north,
you have to see it.
Brainerd,
you have to see
it. It's literally, you wouldn't ever know because you wouldn't pass it, but it's like 5 minutes out of your way to go there. Or some of their events coming up, which we're going to be helping them promote. Yep. Like, stay tuned, but absolutely worth your time to get out there and check out their tap room, or just go to your local liquor store.
They're everywhere.
Bound to have some of their beers. And trust us, like, it's not going to miss as long as you're going with beers that are your style, or maybe you want to be a little adventurous, right?
There you go. And Justin, he makes sure that they're fresh. He's going around making the rounds at the liquor stores, checking the dates, making sure that that no one screws them around. So, shout out Tracy, Justin, Aaron, the whole freaking team.
The owner, Jeff, just comes and casually sits down and shoots the shit with us.
Like, dude, the fact that he was like, and I'm throwing out another Vancouver Islanders, the fact that he was like, oh, yeah, like, you've been to Powell River? I worked at Powell River. I was like, oh, my God, my people. Hell, yeah, let's go.
Well, let's power through this. He's just got that look in his eye right now. Last piece then for this segment. Following day, we went out and banked some more content for you guys at Ooda Pills. Isha, I mean, not to steal your thunder, but I'll lead just saying definitely a different experience for you.
Totally. An experience is the best way to describe it, too, because from the moment you walk in, you're not going to any tap room or brewery that is like Ooda Pills. You know, it's Lupulin is one thing. Back Channels is one thing. They're all unique. This one's special because of just, it's an all encompassing experience. It's not like you walk in, the tap room is right there. Literally, you got to go for a little bit of a trek even just to get to the tap room. So Ooda Pills was amazing, man. And like, not only that, but just Dan's so well spoken.
Dan, and make no mistake, like, this is not a slight to anyone, because anyone that works in the beer industry, like, you know, the passion is there. They care so much about what they do. Like, it's their baby in a sense. If I had to like give the award to someone who like truly just loves their brewery, it has to be Dan.
Yeah.
It has to be.
He talked in like such a reverent tone too about everything that he does there, his staff. I mean, yeah, that's what I took away from it too is, and again, like you said, taking nothing away from anybody else we talked to, but this guy is the most passionate about brewing beer and about making sure Ooda Pills, you know,
it's doing it the right way. It the way that they see as being the right way.
And it's traditional, and they do traditional perfect. And what I don't want to take too much out of the interview, because again, we'll have some video content for that on our YouTube channel as well, as we had the whole tour and had a great sit down with Dan. But the way he described you know, sitting there sipping on beer, nothing too crazy that you're going to get too loaded on or anything, you know, respectable percentages. But also that if you want to peel back the onion and get nerdy with it, he'll go all in and tell you why the beer is perfect. But on the surface, it's just a good beer that you could just come in and just enjoy that and he's happy, or you can nerd out and he can give you the whole reason of why it's so good. And I think that's what's cool about Ooda Pils is it's an amazing experience. Both if you're sitting in the tap room, both if you're going to see live music, hell, if you've joined the cribbage team in their tournament there. But at the end of the day, the beer you could just continue to sip on, not get, you know, too loaded, not overpowering to your palate. You can try a few different things and just be totally satisfied. I'd say anyone who's getting into craft beer, Ooda Pils is an amazing gateway. But then once you get into it, you'll appreciate it for its simplicity more than even some of like the crazier and, you know, tougher beers to brew that we've tried.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those funny things too, because it's almost counterintuitive, Isha, that all these breweries, their biggest challenge is they got to stand out. They got to be different from everyone else. Yeah. Like, and a lot of people do that by trying to one up each other. Like, oh, I'm going to come up with this crazy cereal beer or like hot fudge brownie beer. Like, right. Like coming up with crazy adjuncts where he went the entire opposite direction. Like, people have been brewing these for decades, centuries, and
they're still here. They're still here. People are still drinking them.
Yep. So, yeah.
From Hefeweizens to Kolsch to, you know, your basic lagers. I mean, nails every single one.
Absolutely. And it's a nice change up too. Like, don't get me wrong. Dan knows I love my hazy, juicy IPAs.
Your barrel-aged stouts.
I like my barrel-aged stouts. But end of the day, like, I love and appreciate those traditional basic beers when they're done right.
Yeah.
And you just know they are.
And from all just the cool, again, old school and even traditional practices that are there in the brewery, I love how it's a mix of, oh no, we've used these tools because they're still better than anything else and they've been around for centuries, or we're using pressurized growler, you know, filling machines to make sure that people can hold on to their growlers longer. So that's the thing. It's a mix of the old and the new to make sure that it's perfect. And I think that's a reflection of Ooda Pils as a whole. And I mean, their courtyard where they're going to have their concerts and shit, beautiful.
The beer garden is quite the spot.
Right on the water. I mean, it's, yeah. Everyone has to go check them out. And it's, especially for those in the Twin Cities, a lot easier to go to than somewhere like Lupulin, which, again, a different experience, but amazing in itself. It's a little bit more of a trek. You want to swoon locally? Go to Ooda Pils.
For sure. That wraps it up for this one, Isha.
Yeah, man. One more episode talking about this Minnesota trip and the last stops on the brew tour ahead. But again, shout out to everyone who, you know, has been mentioned in this podcast. At the end of the day, it's about meeting all the people. The beer is great. All the care packages are amazing. But everyone who we've connected, it's been awesome. And I'm just proud to have made some new friends as I've been out here. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So thanks to those tuning in on Google, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Folks, the best thing you do for us this week, any week, is to give us 5 stars and a kind review on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Hell, just give us 5 stars and just, you know, type gibberish. I don't care. It helps get more eyes and ears on our podcast. If you're jonesing for more hockey content outside the great state of hockey, go listen to our website, thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. And again, on your app, please download the episodes before you listen, as it just helps our business. Do you follow myself, at VI Sports Talk? You can follow Hoppy at State of Hoppy. You can follow the Soda Pod at the Soda Pod, and of course the network at Hockey Pod Net. Signing off, I'm Isha Dromi alongside the State of Hoppy. This has been the Soda Pod, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. We good, man?
We good.
Don't fear, just drink some beer, stay wild.